Sports Central. Horse racing.
And on this glorious Saturday afternoon, very good afternoon to SEN's racing expert Brian Martin. Hello, BM.
Yes, Kev, how are you going?
Going well. I think I saw Darren Weir might have unearthed another very, very good little horse in the first race last night at Moonee Valley.
Oh, yes, wasn't it impressive?
A thing horse, called Handsome Thief.
Yeah, beautiful, big, strong horse, an imported horse, bred to Northern Hemisphere time, and just rounded them up and blew them out of the water. The punters knew they honed in, and it was never in doubt. It was an absolute blitz. Very impressive.
Yeah, beautiful looking horse, as you said, and by geez, can it go? When it came around the straight and then just went, it just hit the afterburners, and all the others were sitting back in the Taparay Pokies venue up the top of the hill, going, "Whoa, here we go!"
Yeah, exactly. You got two on the board last night. Darren Weir, BK Weir, he scored about race three with a horse called Star Stealer. A similar win too.
Yes,
just rounded the field up and dashed away. They seem to be winning sort of coming three or four out most of the night there last night, but definitely that horse, Handsome Thief, he's another tale.
And good to see and I know you had Manny on this morning, the Galagotis boys saluting in the main race of the day with Malagawera. What a good horse that's been for them.
Yeah, wouldn't you love to own him? He's had 23 starts now, Kev, for 12 wins. His prize money's gone to 1.5. He's been a Group 1 winner for the boys in the short time they've had the horse. Lee Freeman did a fabulous job with the horse, got him through to Group 1 level. And then there was a parting of the ways, and the owner took him from Freeman up to Moe, to the Galagotis boys, and they produced the horse first up in the Scalacci back in October. He ran second behind a very smart one in Star Turn. Then he won at the Melbourne Cup week, went across to WA, didn't have much luck from an inside barrier, but his form is terrific, and he trialled very well before that win last night. Super impressive. He's probably come back a stronger horse, actually.
No, look, terrific. Though I must say, they got nutted last night in the celebratory stakes. They normally get the podium finish with that one. They're normally top of the podium for the celebrations after they win a race. But the super, what is it, Parky Super Rules Footy Group or whatever, who owned the little horse from Adelaide that won the race before, they went off their tree.
It was brilliant to watch.
Oh, it was great stuff.
Yeah, great stuff. A team of younger guys from, or a couple of older guys, all from the Parkdale Footy Club. Collectively, they put in $400 each at the start of play. And the horse had been racing in Adelaide, racing fairly well. But they found the right race last night, and away it went. And it was a good win, written by Craig Williams. But gee, didn't they celebrate? It was just heartening to watch, wasn't it? And that was the beauty about live TV last night, to see how much fun these guys were having. That's what it's about.
Now, got a pretty good card of racing today. A couple of smaller fields and a couple of the races, but not a bad day at Flemington.
No, a good one. Perfect day, as you said before, already up to 29, and couple of standout bets, I think, that do look to have the right race, the right weight, etc. Race 4, number 12, Portman. It's got the right form line, gets him a 52.5 down the bottom there, race 4, number 12. But
yep.
Again, these horses, the odds have been sort of taken by the time you get to race day today. In the previous, the third, I think the weights might favour number 4, Widgie Turf, to beat Oak Door. So I've gone 4 from 2. And 5 in race 3. The first two races I'll let go, but in that fourth, very keen about Portman, number 12. In the fifth, field of 10 here, Kevin, 7 of the 10 all met in the same race here on the 14th of January, and there's about a half length between about 6 of them, so it just depends on which way the brakes go. But I think Chance to Dance might get his chance here, number 3. It's his third run in, got caught a little wide early, and I'm sort of concentrating on 3-9-4 there for race 5. First leg of the quaddie, we've got to get this right. Barcelona is my top pick, number 2, but I suggest you put in 15, 16, little chance to 8, and then 3, but 2's the top pick in race 6. Now, one of the shortest for the day will be Hellbent in race 7, horse 4. He's into about $1.75. You'll get out to $1.90, I reckon, here on track, and even $2, because at the moment he's well under the odds, but he's a brilliant galloper. The main danger might come from El Divino. This is the one that's out of the same mare that bred the great Winx. So it's beautifully bred El Divino. It had some leg issues. It was with Gay Waterhouse, and it's come down to Darren Weir so I can have that sea treatment down here at Warrnambool. So El Divino, the stablemate to Hellbent, they're the 2, 4, and 8. The other knockout could be number 12, Little Indian, gets back, but runs on. And number 2, Tavachi, has been trialling well. Second last, going for a bit of value is Shockaholic. I thought it probably should have gone close to winning there at Caulfield, number 9. Last start, I think the danger is 2, Mr. Divine Artie. Divine Mr. Artie, I should say. Too far back last start. Scratched on Thursday for this one. Definitely number 6. And the leader is probably 8, so I'd be going 9, 8, 2, and 6. And in the last, I've got Hapagus, number 3, on top. Battle Camp. Got a mile out of its ground. A good thing beaten at Pakenham last start, number 11. But G can find a way. But they look to be the 2, the 3, and 11. And the other clear chance is certainly numbers 7 and 2. But Portman race 4, number 12, is probably the best bet for the day.
Beautiful. Interesting conversation with Steve Moran there in the hour before this one about changing the name of the whip to the Persuader. And that. Has that been floated there as a serious option, Brian?
Well, I've probably driven that, over the last...
I really like it. I think it's a good idea.
The whip connotates, connotation of the whip is flogging and, pounding, and we don't want that. That's, and they are. They're different from the old whip. They're much lighter. They're more padding. And if you get, jockeys need to have them just as a precautionary measure for a horse who might want to veer out or veer in. And I reckon that's the way to go. Take away the bad image of the whip.
It's a stigma, isn't it? It's definitely a stigma.
Of course it is. Yep. Of course it is. Yep. Yeah. When you think of whip, you think of flogging, and we don't want that.
What do they call a dummy? We're kids, dummies. They don't call them dummies now. What do they call them? Pacifiers. There you go. And all of a sudden, everyone's all for, kids having pacifiers. But if you say you give your child a dummy, they go, what? That's disgraceful.
Well, we have pacifiers on horses.
We do too, of course. Yeah.
Some of the horses are dummies by the time they wear them.
Only the ones I back, Brian.
Yeah.
Only the ones we back.
Exactly.
I think that's a really good idea. I was really interested. I didn't know you were behind that, but that's a very good idea.
Yeah, but we're just a voice in the wilderness, mate.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, have a good day, and we'll follow your bets, and we'll see how we go.
Good on you. Good to talk to you, Kev.
Brian Martin joining us there, RSEN racing expert. Back in a couple of weeks' time, of course, with the big races of the autumn as we get into Super Saturday and a few of those big races that are coming up here in 11:16 SEN.